In a world, on an island, a long island, there is a man, a curly-haired man, on a bold and courageous journey to create the best column ever written. Will this Jonah Hill-looking fellow overcome his childhood lisp? Will he make audiences laugh? Find out in the next exciting chapter of Open Mic, The Column.
To quote the late, great Robin Williams, I do voices. What does that even mean?
Master of voices I am. Make you laugh, I shall.
This fascination of mine first manifested itself at the young age of 5, shortly after my youngest sister was born, leaving me with a horrendous case of middle child syndrome. My parents literally learned to tune out my voice, leaving me with no option but to invent and discover new ones. My first real character voice was an impersonation of my Uncle Jean-Pierre. His thick Parisian accent was like nothing I had ever heard before, so I began to replicate it. Weeks later, and after a few thousand attempts, I figured it out. My face scrunched upwards, my nose lunged towards the sky, and his voice came out of my mouth.
Bonjour, my name is Jean-Pierre, and I am proud to be a Frenchman.
This caricature voice of my uncle really became a hit at family parties. From then on, my range of voices grew tenfold. Every movie I watched, every video game I played, every foreign accent I heard, I absorbed and replicated. Character voices became an outlet for this otherwise socially awkward child. There was no better feeling than brightening a room, or having the power to produce laughter. No matter your age, there is no way not to laugh at the dueling Michael Myers characters, Shrek and Fat Bastard from Austin Powers, bursting into a room and shouting, "Get in my belly, you stupid fat donkey!" Voices weren't always for an audience, though. Most of the time, they were just for me. One year, while rewatching A Muppet's Christmas Carol, arguably the greatest film ever made, I became obsessed with learning the Muppet voices, starting with Kermit,
Fozzie Bear,
me,
Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, and inevitably,
Miss Piggy.
Learning Miss Piggy was the first time I ever made a connection between voices and voice actors. Frank Oz, who famously gave life to Master Yoda in Empire Strikes Back, also plays the sassy, frog-loving pig we know and loathe.
Pigs. Pigs lead to pork. Pork leads to bacon. And bacon leads to the dark side.
Kermit, don't you love moi?
How stunning to hear the voices connect to one another. But truthfully, with time and practice, anybody can do a line or two. What distinguishes professionals from amateurs is the ability to carry out any kind of dialogue, conveying any kind of emotion, and being able to do so without second thought. Rehearsing this looks like pure insanity, but is beyond rewarding. My favorite example is of Andy Serkis, who played the dual personalities of Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
Frodo's her friend. Lass, lass.
Hagen, stupid fat hobbitses.
After hearing his voice, I knew I needed to up my game. There's literally voice recordings on my phone of every character you can possibly imagine communicating with one another. That's my favorite part, honestly. Having great historical figures and pop culture icons interacting with one another. For example,
I don't know, Bill. That wife Hillary of yours strikes me as a real crook.
Oh, Dick, Nixon, you are so funny. If candidates were metaphorical fast food items, my wife Hillary would be a Big Mac.
Do you mind if I chime in here? Rich, you look like you're sweating again.
I bet you think you're so hysterical, Jack Kennedy.
Waka waka!
Why is there a Muppet in this scene?
Oh, sorry about that, everybody. Wrong sketch. Although, while we're here, I'd love to lobby you about a very important issue. It is not easy being green.
Hello, adorable green frog. My name is Senator Bernard Sanders, and the top 1% of mammals is being treated worse than 99% of all amphibians. I'd like to wave my arms in the air like an inflatable tube man at a used car dealership.
End scene. So, in my life, I have been blessed to perform in front of thousands of people. One of the most rewarding experiences was performing a musical parody of Disney characters on a stage once graced by Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in The Joker, Billy Dee Williams, who played Lando Calrissian and Harvey Dent, Jim Cummings, who you've heard a million times in 1,000 different character voices like Winnie the Pooh and Digger, Warwick Davis, who played Wicket the Ewok and Professor Flitwick in Harry Potter, and so many other vocal greats. There is nothing more magical than the look in a child's eye when they hear their favorite character speak to them, calling them by name. One can only hope it inspires them the same way French Uncle Jean-Pierre did. So, as my former employer Mickey Mouse would always say, thanks, folks. See you real soon. Bye-bye.